Yep.
Yeah.
What up? What up?
Yeah, I hate that you can't send it through the app no more.
Yeah, man. Like that happened with the new update. So.
Yeah.
All right, now we're just waiting on everybody else. I guess I could do the intro.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am Digga Jones. That's Two Gun. Red will be. And we are the Troublemakers.
Mm-hmm.
We will have correspondent X Jack with us on tonight, and we will be doing a talk Tuesday.
X Jack is usually late.
Right, right, because he sets up his equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure I didn't get a text from nobody, just making sure that. Because remember, everybody got sent two invites.
Mm-hmm.
Word, word, word. So, Gunner, what's been up with you recently?
Nothing, chilling, same old shit.
Word, 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 word. Excuse me. I normally don't yawn on a podcast.
Mm.
Anybody who talks on the phone with me, I guarantee you I am going to yawn like four or five times.
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Yeah, if not more. But for some odd reason, when I do the podcast, I don't until tonight. All right, let me see if the other two are lost. All right. So. Hold on. Hold on. All right, so there's X Jack. Jack, can you hear us?
If I could turn.
No.
Turn back the hands of time. Then my darling, you would be mine.
No.
If I could turn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please, no.
Turn back the hands of time.
That's a good way to start the show with a little R. Kelly.
Then my darling, you. It's a great song.
That means somebody's getting pissed on the show.
Mm.
If you have enough love.
This nigga.
Oh, to both of us.
Milton.
And there's Red.
Yes. Sorry about that.
You're good.
I couldn't find my headphone.
All right, so before we get started on Talk Tuesday, the San Antonio Spurs has a first round first pick in the NBA draft this year.
It's almost like
yeah.
And those who know me know I'm a Spurs fan.
For the rest of the world that matters, currently the Los Angeles Lakers are playing in a playoff game that matters today. So, you know,
watch AD turn into Mr. Glass on Jokic.
Watch the Spurs attempt to get 25 wins.
Wow,
is what we're doing right now.
Yeah, I was about to say the same shit. But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is Talk Tuesday, and I'm actually going to let X Jack know something that he probably doesn't know or he probably knows already. Do you know that this is show 95 for you?
95.
You are five away from 100.
Hey, guess what? That's dope. Okay. I only got 43 episodes of Radical Jazz View, so that's all.
This man did almost double our show than he did his.
You know what I'm saying, man?
But we appreciate you, for real. Like, real talk.
I appreciate it, man. So, can y'all hear me good?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, you got it. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
okay. I just want to make sure. I adjusted my microphone a little bit, so I just, you know, the levels are saying that everything is good, but I just
the levels are good. The levels are good.
My mic sound nice. All right, so let's get into it. Order of appearance, Red.
Same old.
X Jack, you. Gonna
let me say, I'll go first this time.
Really?
Oh, okay, yeah. Switch it up.
Wow, so
let's do it. Gunner, X Jack, me, and you, digga.
All right. So the first question actually made me laugh, and I'm actually glad that Gunner's going first.
Oh God!
It says, "Do y'all feel like y'all give bad advice sometimes?"
No, of course not. You get four different opinions. Like, you pick which one is more down your lane. You know what I'm saying?
More suited to you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not really advice. It's just our opinion on the subject.
Right.
You know.
We should do one of those disclaimers before the show, like the views of the Troublemakers.
This ain't no children's podcast.
Right.
Nobody's
right.
Exposing.
Yeah. They're grown ass people. Well, they told me to stick it in a bud. Nah.
Word. Red.
Yeah. No, no, Jack.
Oh shit, yeah, Jack. I'm okay, yeah, I'm getting used to this. Jack.
He don't care about me. Jack. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? I feel like some advice can be bad, but I mean, everybody's giving advice from their perspective and everybody's trying to be helpful. Except for you know, the people that put the stupid questions, like, come on now. Some of y'all just deserve what y'all get, but
right.
No, I don't think anybody's giving out bad advice. Nobody's telling you, like, yeah, bro, spend all your check on her. That'll make it work. Like,
that'll make her stay.
That'll make her stay, and it'll keep your lights off, too. Red.
I think we just give, like, our honest, like Gunna said, we give our honest opinion, so we give, like, honest advice. So if it ends up being bad, it ends up being bad. But, like, I mean, y'all asked us the question. We're just trying to be as honest as possible about how we feel, how we handle things.
Right. My whole philosophy is we don't give out no advice any different than the barbershop. Some people go to the barbershop and, you know, they ask a question and you got this guy saying this, you got this guy saying that. It's all about what you believe, you know what I mean? It's all about what you take, how you take it. So, like Gunner said at the beginning, we have four different opinions. So, if you decide to sit there and go with this one, work with the next one, then work with the next one and find out what works right for you. Next question reads, what is some advice that you would give to your 27-year-old self?
What year was it?
I gotta remember where I was.
Yeah, Gunner, we were 27 and oh shit.
27, damn.
We were 20 in 2009.
Right.
In 2009,
It was 2009, we were 27, yeah.
Yeah. Save your money. That's what I tell myself. Save your money.
Right.
Be single. You know, that's about it, really. Try to make better decisions.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
At 27, I probably just tell myself, go ahead and put that application in for the SAPD. Just go ahead and be a cop.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh man, I'm trying to think of where I was at 27. Who I was fucking with? Hold on. I'm trying to do some math here. It was fine. Okay, so at 27.
No, wait, no, I was 27 in Red Oak. You weren't.
Yeah, so if you was 27 at Red Oak. That means that was 27 post Red Oak.
That would have been like 2010 for you, right?
Yeah, 2010, 2007, I'm going to tell myself, man. Just probably same thing. Save the money and just go ahead and F with that. Go ahead and fuck with that chick. I got the chick in my mind, the one that I just decided not to because but I was like, you know what? Maybe I should have did that.
So, I would tell my 27-year-old self, stop beating yourself up so much.
Beating yourself?
That's a good one.
That's definitely a good one.
Honestly speaking, like, Red can attest to it. Like, I wasn't in a good place in life. I was literally sleeping on a couch facing a wall in his living room. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah.
And the thing about it was, I had this thing where I would do self-pity, just like, oh, you work a bad job at Walmart, you do this, you do that, so on and so on. And instead of trying to pick myself up by the bootstraps, I had this knack of feeling sorry for myself.
So, at least you didn't smoke no crack.
No, I wasn't doing crack at all.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. As soon as you said nah, I definitely dabbled a little bit. Like, whoa! No, what are we doing?
We are not doing that.
Like, nah, I caught the vapors.
Yeah, no, but I would tell myself, stop beating yourself up.
I am going to say one thing about this question. 27 is such a specific age.
That's how old the person is that asked this question.
Oh, okay. Like, now having some of that insight, I would answer differently.
Gotcha.
Save the money.
Save the money. All right. So the next one reads, what do you think of my mint green? What do you think of mint green kitchen appliances? I'm kind of obsessed. The color is cute. I decided to answer.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, it's your kitchen.
Right.
As long as it matches, who cares?
Gotcha.
That's your shit.
I say, just like the flavor, that shit is trash.
All right, Red.
It was dope in the 60s. What? In the 40s.
Word, okay.
Well, we in the 2020s now. I mean, sure. I don't know what your house looked like. I don't even know what your wallpaper, your wall shit looked like. So, okay.
Look like that lady on Men in Black.
I guess it's cool.
Damn.
How about this? If you like it, I love it. That's the answer.
I already answered on the post. I said I think it's dope. Like, it is what it is.
If you identify as a person who loves mint green, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
So the next question actually made me laugh. It says, I love the girl I'm with. She's perfect, but her breath isn't the tidiest. It smells horrible. It smells horrible a lot of the time. How do I tell her this without breaking her heart?
How did it get that far? That's what you need to ask yourself.
Okay. How did it happen? All right.
How you going to get some head and your dick stinker than it was before when you put it in the mouth? That's kind of weird, ain't it?
I'm choking on my bottle of water. That's funny.
Yeah. I guess you don't get no kiss goodnight.
Oh, wow.
So is this is the day breath? Imagine the morning breath. Whoa.
Yo, X-Jack.
So obviously there's a tooth in the back that's screaming for help.
You never know. It might be her insides.
Either way. There ain't no, how do I say this nicely? You tell her, hey, your breath is hot. You need to get that fixed. Seriously. I do not like that. I'm tired of people acting like y'all got to walk on eggshells and beat around the bush for everything. Just be straight up. Your breath is hot. We need to get that fixed. Or if you want to be fucking gay about it, hey, babe, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but your breath is a little on the wild side. Let's go to the dentist and see what's going on. Or when's the last time you had a dentist appointment? I don't know. Stop being a bitch.
Breath smells like a warm turtle tank.
Oh, it's fucking great. Hey, that is disgusting, bro. I don't know how anybody can deal with that shit. You kiss this motherfucker. Like, deal with it, nigga. You like it. You've been here.
She might need a cleanse.
This shit is
red.
Yeah, you just gotta be honest about it. Because if you try to slip a mint in her mouth while she's sleeping, she's going to wake up and choke on that shit. And
that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, so you just got to be... I mean, if y'all this far and y'all in love, honesty is the key. You just got to say your mouth stink.
So, honesty is the best policy, like everybody says. Again, if you're... breath smells like the back of a Subaru, then it's time to do something. Like, it's terrible.
Subaru, that's oddly specific.
You said what?
So that's oddly specific.
Subaru, yeah.
Nah, every soup. No, I say that because every Subaru I've ever been in had a smell.
Because people, you gotta look at the people. Subarus, man.
That's a fact. So.
It's typically them art teachers with like 50 dogs.
The next question reads: what is your favorite song that is not hip hop, rap, or R&B?
I know Digga's answer.
Favorite song that's not hip hop, rap, or R&B. Damn it! I gotta just pick one. I'm gonna say "Once in a Lifetime" Talking Heads.
That's my shit.
Yeah. No. You know my shit. It's the song by the Thomas Dolby song, but by the Cherry.
Don't Turn Away by the Cherry Bombs.
By the Cherry Bombs.
From the Howard the Duck soundtrack.
Yeah, that's it.
That's my shit too. Yeah. Yo, can I tell a funny story about that song? Two yep. guys said that song on a show one time, and I went to Columbia the following day. Columbia is about an hour and a half. And I listened to that song from the time I left my house to the time I ended up at my destination.
Well, using a trance, huh?
Yeah, the song's that good. So, X-Jack. Damn, this nigga just disappeared.
Earth to X Jack.
I'm still here.
Oh, he's playing the song.
I just thought y'all might want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
I walk a lonely road. The only nigga. I have ever
known. Wow.
I love that fucking song, bro.
Word.
Can't say I know that one. Maybe I have to hear it from the whole thing.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
That's you, Ren?
No, that's not my song.
Oh.
My song is In Bloom by Nirvana.
I don't know that one either.
Nirvana? What? That, nope. No, In Bloom by Nirvana is my shit. And the reason why I love In Bloom so much is because remember when we had Rock Band and Jaden would sing that all the time? Red, that's yeah. the question.
No, for you. No.
Hey, rested me?
No, I remember. Yeah. I still got Rock Band. We actually played it not too long ago.
Yo, are we playing that when I get in town?
Yeah.
Let's get the band back together.
Of course.
So, X-Jack.
Yes, sir.
You want to help me out with mine?
Pretzel Logic
by Steely Dan.
I get so tired of hearing the name of that song.
I'm like, everybody knew what it was.
Everybody knew what it was, except for the person that asked the question. I
would love to tour a Southland. This song is fire, though.
Can we get to the first chorus, please?
Don't play too much before we get flagged.
No, the first chorus is coming up.
Yeah, I just like how they hold the note. This shit is crazy.
Here we go. Yes, I'm gonna be a star and make them laugh. Sound just like a record on a phonograph. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. And you can cut it.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for them to say, Flash, Savor of the Universe.
No, that was Queen, wasn't
it? That's what I'm saying. That's what it's about to sound like.
Yo, but from the first time I've ever heard the song Pretzel Logic to now, I listen to this song 3 or 4 times a day.
Damn.
I'm dead serious. It's that good. Now, the next question. Ooh, this one's going to be tough. Tell a secret about someone on the panel.
Tell a secret about someone on the panel.
Yeah,
what kind of rough shit is that?
Yeah, it's kind of rough because I don't really know secrets about most of y'all, but Digga.
Yeah, that'd be y'all too. Y'all got to do that.
I mean, if I tell a secret, it's gonna be like, oh, that's Ryan, or oh, that's Gunner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what? I don't know how that works.
All right, so I will say this to the person that asked the question. I don't understand what you want us to do.
I guess they want to know something that nobody knows. I don't know. Maybe.
But that's why secrets are secrets. Like,
yeah, but then that's assuming that we know secrets about everybody on the panel.
Right, because I'm certain Red doesn't know a secret about X-Jack and vice versa.
Oh, I know secrets.
Because you got to understand, like, Red is very, very reclusive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we're going to skip this.
Tell everybody a secret.
We might have to skip until...
Tell everybody a secret about Red.
Red.
When he was in basic training, he got a shot in his butt.
Red never went to the military.
When Digga was in basic training, he got shot in his butt.
That is true, I did. I mean, boom. That's spot on right there. That's very spot on. That is a secret.
I was about to say, I know one of these niggas in the military, so.
That is a secret, yes. And it's not a secret no more. So, yes, I got a shot in my butt. Pause.
Wow.
Pause.
Super pause. So we're penicillin. That's it. Penicillin.
Wait, no, because we had to get one shot in our butt and one shot in our side hip that was like right by our butt for the, what's it called? Not tetanus. God, what was the other one for?
Monkeypox.
It was some kind of pox, smallpox or some shit.
Smallpox probably back then.
Yeah, I think it was smallpox, yeah.
By the time I got in, everything was in our arm and I'm allergic to penicillin, so I never got that shot in the butt.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So what you got to take if you get gonorrhea?
Never had STD, so I'll never know.
I'm saying, hypothetically speaking,
You got to take your ass to the hospital.
Yeah, facts. So I just have to go to the hospital. I don't know what they do.
Word.
I'll be like, Doc, give it to me.
So the next question is, what's some free game you can offer us?
Free game. Oh, God. I don't even, like, duh. Hey, don't get high off your own supply.
That works. That's free game.
Yeah.
Word. X-Jack.
Free game. Oh, I know. Confidence is key. Never talk down on another man if you're trying to talk to a woman. She will automatically put you in a bad place.
Gotcha. Because you're just as chatty as she is.
All because everybody else or somebody else is doing it or can pull something off doesn't mean you can. Know your limitations.
I guess I took this conversation wrong because my whole free game was different. But hear me out, y'all, okay? Call the manager of a nice restaurant that you're, you know, trying to go to, all right? Ask to speak to the manager on duty. When the manager on duty says his or her name, hang up. Go to your computer and go to this website, whether it's Olive Garden or anything. Say that you had a displeasurable experience in the restaurant and you spoke to XYZ and they didn't care. This company will send you a $100 gift card to come back and eat with them almost every time.
Nick.
Huh? Yes.
That is a hack, but damn, that's some ghetto ass shit.
I've done it before.
Did you tell them the website?
No. It's just like whatever restaurant that you want to go to. Like, let's just say you want to take somebody to Bahama Breeze. Call Bahama Breeze. Ask for the manager on duty. They say, hey, Rick. This is such and such. Can I help you? Just say, are you the manager on duty? Yes, I am. Hang up the phone. Go to that website. Go to contact us. File a complaint. They will email you a $50 to $100 gift certificate just for you to come back and try them. I've done it before.
So the thing is, if you want to take a girl out and it's like a first date, you need to get up and go to the restroom and then make that payment with that gift certificate before you get back to the table.
Correct.
Nah, see, but here's also the thing right here too. If those gift cards got numbers on it, don't let them box up your leftovers. Because what's gonna happen? They're gonna look at the number of that gift card. Like, that motherfucker had a complaint.
No, here's the thing though. most people, when they come in, they just say, hey, look, I got a gift card from XYZ via email from the manager because I had a bad experience here. You tell them that in the beginning, and they treat you like royalty.
Refill. They spit in your food.
No, they're not going to spit in your food.
They want to be like, we got to make sure this customer never has a problem again.
Right. Because comp meals, that's what they call them, complimentary meals, they take care of good. And they make sure that you like get extra portions and stuff like that because they're relying on your word of mouth to fix any word of mouth that you might have said that was negative.
I'm trying to figure out why you took it to Bahama Breeze.
No, I'm just not using that as an example.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, Bahama Breeze is fire.
Yo, the blackened chicken Alfredo.
I don't like it.
Side note, does anybody in here consider themselves like a decent cook or no?
I am.
Pretty much.
All right. Is any of y'all's go-to dish Alfredo anything?
No. Alfredo anything is lazy.
Me?
Okay.
Yeah, I like Alfredo.
I mean, no, I'm saying when you cook, is that like your go-to thing? Like, oh,
no, that's like an easy quick meal.
Oh, okay.
I call it lazy.
I feel the same way. I feel like people be like, I can cook, and they be like, well, what you cook? They be like, I make Alfredo. Like, bitch, you don't cook.
So, the next question is, what's your go-to cologne?
Oh.
Me, Versace red jeans or Polo red.
Word.
I got quite a few.
Yeah, I got a few. I mean, if you got another one, Two Gun, go ahead.
I think it's called, I haven't bought it in a while. It's Versace Orient Gold or Old de Gold, something like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. So the first one is Kenneth Cole Reaction, but the sleeper, Paris Hilton, and I want to say it's Gold or something like that for men. Hey. Don't sleep on Paris. She know what we're supposed to smell like. If y'all see that Paris Hilton men's cologne out there, grab that shit.
Okay.
I'm weird with colognes because I pick my cologne fragrance by the color of outfit that I wear. Trust me.
Wow.
It works. It works and it's weird. But I wear a lot of I got Burberry, and then I have Dolce & Gabbana light blue. I picked up some Kenneth Cole cologne that was actually pretty good. Now I'm fucking with this robot joint. I forgot the name of it, but the bottle shaped like a robot. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, that's kind of dope.
Well, here's a secret. I could have said earlier, I don't wear cologne. I wear perfume.
Oh, really? There you go.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Hey, no lie, man.
Like the fruity one?
Either fruity or like a fruit smell or like a just a soft, clean smell.
Hey, speaking of that, when Digga said free game, fellas, buy women's soap.
Yeah.
Yep. I do that too.
Women's soap. That is free game. That shit works.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm sure you probably believe women like niggas that smell good. They don't like that axe shit.
Like my other go-to perfume is True Religion Hippie Chick.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I like that the apple shit from DKNY.
Yay! That shit smell good.
I have two colognes that I go to. Burberry and Tommy Hilfiger.
Mm.
There's just something about the Tommy Hilfiger that just like, I don't know, it's just very light and airy. And when Bath and Body Works has it, oh God, what was the name of that? Like Sunset Pineapple.
Oh, I thought you were gonna talk about the mahogany teak wood.
No, not that one. And they used to have a grapefruit one that was so dope. So yeah.
Well, that's not get on Bath and Body Works. That's a whole different subject.
That is
different. I run through that shit.
That is different. All right. So the next question reads. When was your last "you got me fucked up" moment?
Shit, that shit happens often to me. So I was coming home late, right? One night, this was like last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. So boom, I was like, "Fuck it, ain't nothing really open but McDonald's." go to McDonald's, order like maybe a Big Mac meal or whatever, pull up, get the order. I'm like, yo, let me get some ketchup. He's like, oh, we don't got no ketchup. I'm like, damn, I wouldn't have got these fries if I know you had no ketchup. This Negro had the audacity to say, what, you ain't got no ketchup at the house?
What?
But you know how you catch yourself from getting real ignorant? And I was like, all right, whatever. And then I just pulled off. But I'm like, yeah, you mad at me because y'all don't got no ketchup at y'all establishment?
I ain't gonna lie, that's a crazy thing to say.
You ain't got no ketchup at the house? Yeah, I'm good. Let me just take my ass home before this be something extra.
Right.
For real.
Detroit, Michigan.
They got enough bullshit on going on in Detroit for me to add to it.
Word, word. Thanks, Jack.
You got me fucked up. I guess the last time that that happened was, I guess we, I was at the 49ers game. Well, the 49ers den or whatever they call it. And my homeboy and me was talking and he started like getting kind of loud for no reason. And I had to bark back a little bit and let him know like you want a lot. And there's a bunch of white people staring at us right now. And I'm not about to be that nigga. So calm down. Niggas like to get drunk and it just yeah, so
yeah. I have like a you got me fucked up moment at least two or three times a day at work, given the nature of where I work at.
Right.
You know, just motherfuckers not shit. I had one the other day where I had to kick a motherfucker out.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I was like, are you gonna do what? All right, the fuck out of here. I think the last you got me fucked up moment that I can remember is what didn't involve work. Actually, it kind of involved work. It was a coworker. I was went to this little get together, coworkers, whatever. One was drunk, and then that, you know, it's one of those situations where you think we're cool at work, you can just, you know, whatever.
Get a little too familiar with y'all.
Yeah, I get a little too familiar, and just like So buddy was drunk and too friendly and like you know how like folks like to rub your shoulders and put your arm around and shit like that. I was like, yo, hey man, yo, chill, relax, man, get the fuck up off me, man. And then old boy was like, oh what? I'm just being friendly. And then he put his arm on the back of my neck.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that you got me fucked up moment was, oh, I'm off the clock. And I grabbed this motherfucker by the shirt and chest and then just shoved him. I was like, who though? And I had to remember, man, I got to see this motherfucker at work on Monday. So let me pull it back a little bit. But I let the motherfucker know. And everybody was like, oh, my God, Mark, I didn't know you was going to react like that. I was like, yeah.
Hey, Mark, you happen to be the same height as your brother?
Nah, I'm a little shorter. I'm shorter.
Yeah, a little shorter for him is not short. So yeah, he's probably looking.
Oh, I'm short.
They seen big ass black dude. Hey.
Yeah, Red, you're about 6'2", right?
No, I'm 6 foot even, I think. Okay. 6 even.
Yeah, that's pretty short compared to him.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah, that is
6 even. Depending if I wear boots, I'm 6'1". You know what I mean?
No. I'm 6'2". I'm just saying, like, compared to 6'6", you know, we're still short. So.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you ain't height challenge or nothing. It's just, you know, I thought you, when you said a little bit short, I thought you meant like 6'4".
No. I'm definitely short.
So, my last you got me fucked up moment happened recently. So, I get a text message from somebody just like, hey, bro, sorry, we haven't talked about it. I hope you're doing good. I'm like, all right, cool. This was like midnight. So, I respond, yo, who was this? And they just said, I'm such and such. I'm like, all right, cool. What's up, bro? Like, how you been, man? And here comes the you got me fucked up moment. I spoke to this person in about, give or take, 2 or 3 years. Right? Last time I spoke to this person, one of you guys who are on a podcast were actually present when I spoke to this person. And it's just like, yo, man, I'm doing bad, man. My car is broke down. I need some money. Can you give me $20 so I can get an Uber or Lyft? I can't lose my job. I'm like, sure. Whatever, whatnot, right? So I end up calling, you know, somebody who knows this person along with me. And they're just like, yo, this person doesn't even have a car. They don't, you know, have this. This person's a habitual liar, this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, yo, you got me fucked up. Like, you took my kindness for a weakness. And then on top of that, I haven't spoke to you in about 2 or 3 years. And the first thing out your mouth is, can I get $20 for a Lyft? Like, seriously. That's my last, you got me fucked up.
I feel fucked up. I'm trying to think of who it is.
Sounds sick.
So, the next question reads, if you had two or three years. You said what?
I said 2 or 3 years and last person was in person. Okay.
Yeah. It says, if you had to share a house with any one of your panelists, I'm guessing all of us, who would it be?
Damn. I would say I'd probably say Mikey.
Okay.
Yeah, because we like strip clubs.
I was about to say strip club connoisseurs.
Yeah, so we ain't gonna be in the house too much.
Strip club veterans.
Mm-hmm.
X-Jack.
I don't know, I guess Digger.
I'm letting you know there's gonna be music playing 24/7, okay?
Hey, I like to rescind my vote. Lord Red, he seems quiet.
Yeah, I definitely stay to myself.
He does.
For me, I'm going to say Digger just because I've done that before.
Yeah.
We've lived together many times.
Correct. For me, I'm going to go with the comfort answer with Red also.
There you go.
Because the thing about it is, like, X-Jack, you're perfect picking Red because Red comes home, he'll sit in the living room for about maybe 5 minutes, and he'll go in his room for the rest of the day.
Yeah, damn right. Home.
Oh, yeah. We besties.
Him come down, grab something to eat, and even when he grabs something to eat, he really doesn't speak much.
Nah.
If there's company in the house, Red will say hi, whatever, whatnot, and go back to doing what he's doing. But other than that, he's very, very, very much to himself.
I mean, not anymore because I got kids, but, you know. Right. But yeah, I
guess we take the kids out of the
take them out of the equation. Definitely.
I'm the guy that sits in the living room and just plays music.
I'm on a PlayStation somewhere, just chilling or watching a movie. If I had like a shorty come over, she ain't all in everybody's face. It's just like say hi, bye, go to the room, and we there for the rest of the night. We good.
Pretty much, yeah. So, speaking of which, the next question reads, any walk of shame stories?
A walk of shame for myself or for somebody else?
I have no idea. I'm guess I don't know. It just says any walk of shame stories. I was going to tell one about myself.
I don't think so. I don't think I got one. Nah.
Gotcha. Next shot.
Never, actually. Walk of shame. I think that's more of a woman's thing.
Yeah, we're shamers. We're...
Like the woman goes to the dude's house most of the time. So right. It's like, right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not walking out sad. I'm walking out like, I just hit anyway. So there is no walking.
I never had like a walk of shame story for myself, but I have had one for somebody else. And it wasn't really shame because I was messing with old girl, and then I think this was like around the time that everybody figured out I was messing with old girl, but she stayed the night one time, and in the morning we all went to go to the base to play basketball, and I was like, oh, you're right here? And she was like, no. And I guess the shameful part of it is she had to wait on the porch until her ride was there. I locked that wheel because we all left the house. Like, and I was like, yeah, well, just sit on the porch until your ride gets here, and that's it.
Diesel. That's rough.
I mean, I guess that's shameful. Like,
my walk of shame really wasn't me being shamed, though. My walk of shame, all right, so we had a roommate, you know, C-Dub, right?
Dub. Shout out to Dub.
Like, C-Dub's room was right by the stairwell. Ray, you remember where his room was?
Yeah, I do.
So the thing about it, C-Dub came home early one night and I had a girl in the room. Now, mind you, I had an air mattress with an electric pump. So anytime I was doing something, it sounded like somebody was having a balloon fight. It didn't out of nowhere. It was like, because I had to pump the bed back up because I had a slow leak. So one night, you know, because Cliff, oh shit, I said his name. Because Dub normally came home at around 11:30-ish, right? So it's like 9:45 and I hear music playing. I'm like, I know this nigga's not home. And like, he's playing music loud. And he has the door wide open. So, and I'm just like, oh, he's waiting. So, excuse me, I'm drinking water. Shorty comes out the room and I come out behind her. And like, he's sitting on his bed doing homework. And like, he has this stone face. I'm like, hey, Dub. This is such and such, such and such. This is Dub. And he does not say a word at all. He just looks like a disappointed father.
I'm like, I remember that shit.
He's like, yeah, we're going downstairs. She's leaving. I'm going to walk her out. And Dub was just like, good night.
All you hear is, all you hear is, like, damn.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Damn. The next read. What is your go-to pickup line?
Go-to pickup line?
Yeah.
I don't got no pickup line. Like, how you doing? What's up?
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's it. No pickup line. Just an introduction.
What are you drinking?
That's a good one.
No, and all honesty, there was a phase in my life where my go-to pickup line was, what's your credit score?
Wow.
Hey, really? Honestly, that's a conversation starter, so that's a good one.
Cause they can't tell if I'm serious or not. I was like, what's your credit score?
I've never really had a pickup line.
Oh, yeah, I just come with this great ignorant shit like, yo, you pretty as shit. Straight up.
Sometimes that blatant just you. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I've never really had a pickup line. I've always said, you know, would you like to go get coffee? That's my shit.
That's very white of you.
Yeah. That's it. Would you like to go get coffee?
Let's go for endless mimosas.
Either you do or you don't, that's all. The next reads, no comment. Thank you for doing this for us.
Nice. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're all welcome.
Yeah. X-Jack, anything?
Nope.
No. My daughter came in here and talked to me. What was the
question? No, it's not a question. It says, no comment. Thank you for doing this for us.
Oh. No problem.
Yeah. So 95 for X-Jack.
Fast X comes out on Friday.
I'm so tired of these Fast and fucking Furious.
Keep them coming.
Mm. I'm going to catch a car in the next one and I'm going to throw
it. Hey, nigga, it's funny. As soon as I got off the phone with you, he caught the car.
I told you.
He does die, but he does catch it. So
I told you.
I was like, oh, shit.
It's like the real life Avengers.
We're going to drive this car up this active volcano because we're family.
Turbo, man. Yeah. Turbo's a supercharger.
Word. So the next one reads, what do you think about the John Morant situation?
He's a fucking idiot.
You said what?
He's a clown.
Yeah.
That's it. He's a clown. You want to be, you want to act like a rapper or whatever you're trying to act like, you know, chill out. You couldn't. I couldn't. There's no way that I'm gonna have that much money on the line, and I'm doing anything to tarnish me not getting paid.
Right.
It's no way. Like, I might slap a bitch, but I ain't gonna be on Instagram Live with no waving no gun around.
Right, for the second time in a row.
Real.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I think that Ja Morant is easily one of the dumbest human beings of all time.
Yeah.
Not even what? Was that 2 months ago, or was it just a couple of weeks ago? Like, that
it
shit
was in March.
That's insane. That's insane. Like, you make millions of dollars. Either act right or cut off the dumb niggas that you got around you.
Oh.
And them niggas are stupid too, because he's the bag. So why the fuck would y'all jeopardize y'all's little fun time? Like, that was dumb as hell on all parts. Like, all them niggas are stupid. And I hope that he gets suspended for 25 games or more. And I hope he feels like a fucking moron.
You know, the crazy thing is, in his mind, he's not, in John Morant's mind, he's not doing anything wrong. Because if you look at where he lives, and we actually talked about this in a group text, like, he's allowed to have those guns where he is, and where he lives, and things like that. That's neither here or there. The dumb thing is, when you talk about how he's fumbling the bag, like, he's not seeing the big, right? The bigger picture is the fact that you represent the NBA, right? In the NBA, and you also represent Nike. They're the ones, like, they're the ones who are telling you that you can't have the gun, or because that's not what they want to represent. Can you have it legally? Can you go out there and do whatever the fuck you want to do and stand on cars flashing guns? Yeah, of course you can, right? But at the end of the day, the people who are putting you in these situations, in these positions, who are paying for you to do this, don't want you to do this, right? So you can do it, but you're gonna lose the money. Yeah, you know I mean, because I think that he's gonna be his own man. He's gonna do whatever the fuck he wants to do. Let him do whatever he wants to do. But like, you got to know what you're giving up to have that 2 seconds of flashing a fucking gun. You know, he's a fucking idiot.
So you could pretend to be NBA Youngboy.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
You can't wrap my head around it, bro.
I just say, you can. I'm going to say it like this. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do, but you got to know what the trade-off is. And the trade-off is everything that you're working for from the NBA side, from your sponsorship side. You're not getting sponsored by NRA. You're getting sponsored by Nike. So,
right. You damn sure ain't getting sponsored by Youngboy with that bullshit-ass gun he pulling out.
Yeah.
So, my whole situation on the Ja Morant situation is, how many times are we going to allow this to happen before he gets any real repercussion? Because the thing about it is, X-Jack covered it perfectly when he was just like, the people around you aren't really your friends. You're their bag. They're not really bright either if, you know, you're willing to jeopardize the bag over anything. Like, let's just say we had somebody on here to keep on making, you know, homophobic comics, this, that, and the third. We're going to separate them from the show because, you know, that's not the brand we're trying to, you know, promote. Even though we do have our own opinions about it, I'm not going to sit there and keep getting so close to monetization just to drop it down because somebody doesn't, you know. You get what I'm saying. It's a frustrating situation to me. Let's just say that.
No, definitely. You know, and it's like, for us, it's annoying because it's like beating a dead horse. Because we all know exactly how stupid we all think he is, and it's just like, damn, bro. Like, you got it all right now, and you're just a fucking idiot. Like, you just can't bring it enough.
And he's super talented too.
Yeah, he's working on the wrong jumper. I mean, he's working on the wrong shot for sure. Because. Oh, yeah. Nigga.
But he's super talented. So the next question is actually my favorite question out of this whole thing. What is your favorite video game?
Favorite video game?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I gotta go back a little something. Just like the tried and true Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Yeah. Tekken. Better yet. Yeah.
My favorite game. Oof, that's rough. I don't know, man. That is hard. I guess my favorite game would be the Mario variants, because no matter how old you get, you can always go back to Mario. But if I had to just pick something off the top of my head, I'd say Super Smash Brothers.
Okay.
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Hey.
That's Super Nintendo?
No, Nintendo 64.
Okay.
I have two answers. And the reason why I like both of these games, because for one, they make me think and they're relaxing. Number one would be Tetris, believe it or not.
Tetris is an amazing game.
And this is funny because for those who know, I'm a part-time therapist. I will have people in my office playing Tetris while they're talking to me, and you get so much more done because it calms them down and it makes them think. Tetris is a game that's about critical thinking. And, like, you said what?
I said agreed.
So, and, the thing about it is I've learned that when you put something in front of their face where they have to think, they're focused at the same time and their conversations are more clear. Now, the other game is for my selfish needs, and that's a game called Maniac Mansion.
Oh, love that game.
You said what?
I said I love that game.
Red used to sit there and watch me play this game for hours. I beat the game only once, but still. It was another game that was about critical thinking. You had to find pieces of things all over the house. Like, you had to sit there and go to the microwave and look for this. And like,
you also had to choose the right person, too. Correct. Because each person you choose had like a different type of skill.
Right. And, of course, they made the black boy the fastest.
I'm surprised nobody said GoldenEye.
GoldenEye was good, don't get me wrong.
It was good, but it didn't age well.
Yeah, not really. Like, when I played GoldenEye, where was I? It was about 2 years ago, and I remember I was like, wow, this game is not really that great.
Yeah, it didn't age well at all. And it's not to say that it didn't age well because of what system it was on, because you could still go back and play
Mario. You can play NBA Live 96, and it's great.
Right. Like, you can still go back and play some of these games, but yeah, GoldenEye didn't age well at all.
You know what I used to like about NBA Live 96, though? Sometimes all you had to do was throw it towards the hoop, and if the guy was open, it was an automatic alley-oop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think the game I logged in the most time was Need for Speed 3.
Oh, the game I logged the most time in. Oh, goodness.
Mine is probably Elden Ring.
Oh, man.
Is that PC?
It's on all platforms, but it's.
I logged a lot in Breath of the Wild because I try to get as much as I could to get that 99 as close to 99 as I could.
Gamer.
I would say the game that I logged the most hours in is Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, well, that's kind of made for that though.
Yeah. Well,
Grand Theft Auto 5, I was actually surprised to learn, has been out for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like,
11, really.
And I'm just like, yo, we've spent 10 years on the same Grand Theft Auto and haven't even batted an eye.
Because they keep teasing GTA 6, Houston, and all this other stuff.
It's not the fact that they keep teasing GTA 6, they keep on adding more shit on this game.
Yeah, that too. They add more missions and stuff, especially online and all that. So,
yeah, I play online. So.
It's the game that keeps on giving.
The last question: is it weird that I love busting in my girl's mouth and watching it ooze out of her nostrils?
I think it's even weirder that you ask that question out loud.
Hold on, so. So are you busting in her mouth, or are you busting and she's choking on it because she's not getting the oxygen? How does it come to her nostrils?
I'm assuming there must not be any oxygen. Like you busting and it goes.
Let me hold your head down.
Yeah, you hold her head down and it's like she knows it and it kind of comes out her nose.
That's crazy. Oh my god. That's kind of like ghetto gaggins type shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Ghetto gaggers. That shit is gross.
I mean, if she letting you do that, you know, you got a little champion over there, but you know, to each his own.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Never in my life have I really been a fan of the whole nasty head.
Not a lot of spit. You supposed to be no.
Yeah. We don't need no sex sent me to the ER moments. So.
No. I'm nice nasty. I don't like a lot of body fluid.
Yeah. Gotcha. Unless
yeah. Yeah, but you know, spit is different. It's spit.
But the question that says, is it weird that I love? Yes, it is weird. Yes.
Yeah, it's super duper weird. It's almost rapey.
Yeah, and it's almost even that question like that out loud. We need to hear that shit.
Right. So is this a good place to end it, or
is it weird that I want to see it on video?
Oh, that's crazy. Hey, yeah, this is it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's the yeah. Wow. Oh, you know what, nigga? I do have a question for them.
Okay.
Name me more than 4 Brian McKnight songs without pulling out your phone.
Like we did on the last show.
One, it's like a dream come true.
One.
Have I ever crossed your
mind? Two.
In time.
I miss you.
It's a Christmas song.
But that's more of a Boyz II Men song. He's just featured.
Shit, that's it.
We established that doesn't count.
What's the one off the soundtrack?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Hey, Brian McKnight, hang it up, big dog. Hang it up.
Hey, I got one more. I got one more, Brian McKnight. Okay. Song. Let me show you. See what?
That is.
Ever heard that song?
I forgot about that bullshit.
The song, If You're Ready to Learn.
If you're ready to learn, let me show you how that pussy works.
Show you how that pussy works.
Wait, what?
Well, you never heard that song, like Jay?
I'm about to play it right now.
Wait, it's called If You're Ready to Learn.
I'm hoping that I've heard it before, but I mean, that's
you
wild.
Know that it can't squirt.
No way, that's a real song.
Did you find it?
And he was like older when he decided to make this song.
Right, like 40.
He was like, bro,
gross.
But do you notice nowadays these R&B artists wait till they're old to start cussing and using profanity?
Yeah, that's wild. This it?
Yep.
Why is it spelled like this? If you're ready to learn, are you serious?
Yeah, he was trying to be cool.
X Jack, go to about the 45-second mark.
Every time they whine and dine you, you let them inside you and leave you wanting more. Did my postman?
It's a reality. This is crazy.
Bro, this is terrible. You don't know about your physiology. Oh. You don't
have to be touched. Here we go.
Let me show you how your pussy works.
Wow.
That was shit, though.
Nigga. No way.
That's my shit.
Get to me first. Oh God! What? Since you didn't bring it to me first, oh, that's terrible. That is terrible. Okay, I want Digga to hear this real quick.
Okay,
I want you to hear this whole verse, just this one person's whole verse, though.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's see.
What the fuck was that?
That was a
commercial?
No, that was that nigga.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
What's that nigga name? French Montana or whatever.
Montana, bitch, that's my nigga. She said she ain't never done no shit like this before. I said, I know you ain't no hoe, but girl, just let it go. I'm finna flow, I'm finna catch a flow like, whoa, get your ass up on the
floor. Is that logic?
Yes.
She said, I know I ain't a hoe. I'm just
trying. How you know the voice?
I go for show. Bust a nut and then I roll. Bitches call me Logic. You know, I'ma get the Cino, then I relocate. Fuck it, then I bounce. Hell nah, I can't do no date. 1-800, then I kill the pussy. Who can relate? Got a bitch in all states like a fake Denzel. Where the Yeezy? My shit breezy. It's too easy. This money please me. These fake rappers don't appease me. You ain't talking money, you need to talk to friends. That's where the Kareem, we live in the dream. Nah, I mean, whipped cream, peanut butter on the inside. Bitches be beautiful, but they ugly on the inside. Ooh. Shut your fucking mouth, cause Bobby boy, you coming through. Where the 666, suck up on my dick, slob on my knob. Girl, you're beautiful, that's where the God. God damn, I'm the man, do it cause I can. It's like
that is the worst verse I have ever heard from a signed rapper who was a quote-unquote lyricist.
But here's the thing though, Logic started out so promising.
Yeah,
like the Under Pressure album is easily in my top five debut albums in hip-hop. It's
fucking amazing. But the whole I'm gonna rap each word at the end, 1 2 3 4 5 A B C D E. Girl, are you beautiful on the inside? Or no, girl, you beautiful, but you ugly on the inside. 1-800, kill the pussy. Who can't relate? Woo! That's crazy.
I don't know any Logic songs.
Really?
Nah.
His first album is
incredible.
Definitely dope. Yeah, his first album is fire as shit. And then the first few mixtapes he had before the album were dope. But
yeah, the Young Sinatra series.
But my homeboy, he's the one that he showed me this song because you know how Joe Budden hates Logic, right? Well, yeah. I didn't know why, but my homeboy listens to Joe Budden's podcast all the time. It apparently it's this song that Joe Budden was listening to when he first heard of Logic and said, "Never pick up a microphone. You're the worst rapper I've ever heard in my life." And I'm like, "Damn, why does he think that?" But then after hearing this, if this is the very first verse I ever heard,
you would think so too.
Yeah,
it was not wrong with it.
She says she ain't done no shit like this before. I know you ain't a hoe.
It just matched the beat. It was that type of song.
I'm finna catch a flow. Like, whoa.
Pump, pump, pump. Pump, pump.
Wait, I've just never been a fan of the whole rhyme, 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 rhyme again, rhyme, 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 rhyme again. You know, it's like that shit is like corny now.
So, oh man, I'm looking at a picture of Beanie Siegel nowadays with Freeway. This nigga looks sick.
How about say
he does only have one lung.
I mean, he has one lung, that's true, but still.
You said he's in a picture with who?
Freeway.
Oh, okay. Freeway, the original beard.
Yeah, the original beard. Yeah, this nigga looks sick. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony. That's X-Jack. That's Red. And we are the Troublemakers. So, closing statement in order of appearance.
These questions are kind of mid tonight.
Damn. Two Guns.
Damn.
I mean, you know, sorry.
Two Guns gonna do better.
Gotta do better. We gotta do better.
Like
we still got open invites for like anybody want to be on the show and ask us questions directly.
Yeah, but that's going to be kind of impossible because I would have to get all these people's phone numbers and get, you know.
Oh, what people? It's just one person.
What do you mean?
Oh, you mean just have one special guest? Who just asked a question.
Oh, just like have one special guest ask us multiple questions, like what Donna did.
You think I want to have a bunch of multiple people asking these crazy questions?
That's what I thought. Like
about coming in a bitch's throat and the jizz coming through her nose holes?
Yeah, I thought. Oh, wow.
I ain't got time for that.
Oh, wow.
To be fair, you did say you wanted to see it.
Nah, you know, I just want to see how that works.
To be fair.
You know, I'm kind of intrigued to see if, you know, what's going on.
He's a freaky ass nigga.
How is that? I'm just being curious.
I sent y'all the picture of Beans and Freeway.
And I thought you about to say you sent us the picture of this girl with the jizz coming through her nose.
No, I didn't. I don't know her.
Oh man, Beanie Siegel does look bad.
Yeah, I saw that picture earlier.
Damn. He does have his North Face on, so you know he's still prominent.
Right. So, are you done with your closing statements?
Yeah. Extra.
All right, my closing statement is I can't wait for football season to start. Basketball season's cool and all, but I've realized that it's not what I used to, you know, think it was. Also, the Lakers are only down by a few points now. It's pretty nice. But
they were down by 20. Now they're down by 11.
Yeah, shit crazy. Then it came back. But yeah. I can't wait for football season. You know what I'm saying? Go Birds. Appreciate Digga having me on again. Always love it. Episode 95, man.
Episode 95. And it's still Fuck Brian McKnight.
Oh, hey. Hey, but he has 5 songs now. 5. So. Show you how your pussy works. And like I said before, Digga, we have R. Kelly. We have no need for this nigga McKnight.
That's true.
R. Kelly's locked up, though.
I bet you he's still selling. I bet
you anything Brian can come out with.
I bet you he will still sell out a show before Brian McKnight will.
Big I mean, yeah.
People will come to the detention center to see R. Kelly sing.
Do you mind?
Yeah,
oh.
Right.
Ooh.
All right.
Red.
Great show. Questions were a little.
A little lackluster.
Yeah, but we still appreciate them. We still appreciate the questions.
Y'all say people questions to me, they gonna stop asking questions altogether.
Nah, we appreciate them. We say this with love because we want to be challenged. You know what I mean? Like, we're not saying this because, you know, we dig the question. So we want to be challenged with the question. So definitely just keep asking. World's place all over. So make sure, you know, y'all look out for one another. Take care of yourselves. That's about it. I will say that Brian McKnight, let me show you how the pussy works song. I do have that in my top 100 songs of all time.
No way.
Nah, I'm joking. But shout out to Brian McKnight.
Nah, fuck Brian McKnight.
Shout out to Brian McKnight's original kids.
Damn.
I just say shout out to Brian McKnight because he just seems like he needs a shout out right now. I don't know.
Brian McKnight ain't been popping since he sang to Martin Gina in that motherfucking park.
Damn. See, I said he wasn't popping since he was on Sister singing at the diner, but yeah.
Damn. Since he had that ass curl and that big ass Michael Jordan hoop earring.
All I'm saying is, nigga, you've been out since 1996 and niggas are struggling to name 5 of your songs. Retire.
No, he's been out since 1993, believe it or not.
Name of an album.
Back at 1.
Besides that one.
Anytime.
Well, I guess you would know.
Those are the only 2 albums I know.
Shout out to Brian. Listen, I'm going to say it again. It was not a fluke. Shout out to Brian McKnight because he needs one right now. It's a positive energy.
Shout out to Brian McKnight's kids. They need him.
The black ones.
The colored ones.
Shout out to Brian McKnight being nominated for 17 Grammys and not winning one.
Damn. We got 17 Grammys for the same song?
He got nominated for 17 Grammys in his lifetime and never won one.
Yeah, them R&B categories must have been mid.
Yeah.
Shit.
For him to get nominated, it had to be 96 and 97.
For real. You mean to tell me Brian McKnight had a good song every year that was better than everybody else's to be nominated for a Grammy? There's no way.
Grammys take considerations. Remember that.
Yeah. So
it's not.
Yeah, he probably got like a producer credit, song of the year, album
credit. Yeah,
best engineered album,
adult contemporary.
Look, they're like, we gonna get this nigga. Oh. Nope. Oh, shit.
Yo.
Brian McKnight song.
what song.
And if I'm looking at it, they said this motherfucker came out in 1991.
So is that the way love goes?
No, I know. Oh shit, 91. They're doing it since 91.
Oh.
One last
cry. Oh yeah, that's part of the top four.
Yeah, that is a part of the top four because we mentioned that.
That got to be top one, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know the rest of these songs. This whole second, I guess I gotta play. Exactly. Look at this whole second right here.
But see, that was my whole thing, man. It was just like name more than two. And then we got to four, and once we got to four, it was like
he had an album in between Back at One and Anytime called Bethlehem.
That was the Christmas album, right?
That's his Christmas album, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, hey, if your name ain't Mariah, we don't care about your Christmas album.
That's true.
So Santa didn't hook you up for Christmas?
Wait, Santa didn't hook who up?
That B2K shit.
Oh, man, look. Oh hell! If it ain't Mariah, or an old school band,
I'm about to say you better say something about the Temptations.
Like the Temptations, the Jackson 5. You know what I'm saying? Like old school bands, that's cool. But if it ain't Mariah or one of them, nah.
How about that Vanessa Williams?
Nah, I love Vanessa Williams. We want you to be an actress. You know, we're good with her being an actress. So nah, we're good.
Oh man,
I was loving that comfort zone. I don't know what you're talking about.
My closing statements go as followed. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank my correspondents for tonight. Thank you guys for the questions. If you know somebody going through a hard time, it only takes 3 seconds to ask if they're good. Those 3 seconds can go a long way. Fuck Brian McKnight.
Damn, boy. All he's asked for is some positive karma.
Pussy juice.
He better talk to his chair.
If you did not know a pussy could squirt, ask Brian Matt Knight if you're ready to learn.
Wow.
Sick.
Other than that, God bless and good night.
And we start back at one.
One more thing. It was Brian McKnight that asked the question about the coming through the nostrils.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He said he could teach you if you're ready to learn.
I could teach you.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Good night.
Peace. Good night.